Well, good morning, everybody. Today is I'm so happy. Today is the birthday of the priest that I grew up. When I grew up, he was my priest, and he came when I was in second grade, and I made my first Holy Communion. And so I'm just like overjoyed because today on the birthday of the priest who changed my life, and without him, I probably wouldn't be here. But on his birthday, I get to give First Communion today to 53 children, and which is just awesome. You know, we had a First Communion Mass over there at St. Vincent this morning, and then we'll have 44 children later on today. It's just God is so good. And I had a profound experience that I thought I might share with you. And it was a week ago today, as a matter of fact. It was the 12:15 Mass, and it happened right here at this altar. I lifted up the host, and you know that I tend to lift up our Lord, higher than some priests maybe. And but what happened, and I've said Mass every day of my priesthood except for Good Fridays when you're not allowed to, and this is never, I've never felt what I felt, which was I lifted up the host, our Lord, the consecrate, and I felt like I was being tugged. I felt like I was being pulled upwards. I really can't describe what I felt. One person said, "It sounds like you had a muscle spasm." I said, "You pagan!" It was real as anything you felt. You know, like, and I just felt like I was being yanked up, pulled. There was this upward force. And I always pray, like, at the end of every day, like, the big thing that sticks out in my head, and I say, "Lord, what are you telling me through that?" You know. And as I reflected with Jesus on that experience, what I heard him tell me was that I gave you that experience so that you could share a little bit about that at First Communion this weekend, and let people know that that's what I do. I lift them up. That's what Jesus is in the business of doing. And ever since that experience, I've been seeing it everywhere. Like in our readings today, did you notice the psalm? "The Lord, you have raised me up. You have lifted up my soul from the grave." This is Psalm 30. "You have restored my life from the pit when I was sinking." The first reading, the word "lift" and "raise" is all over the place. And here's the apostles, the Sanhedrin, they throw them into jail. Why? Because they were preaching the name and breaking the bread. And guess what? They didn't care that they were going to jail. They weren't going to stop because they had this. Jesus had raised them to a life that they had never experienced before. They had been in the gutter. They had been in the dust. And then Jesus had come along and had raised them up high. And all they're like, "I'm not going back. And if you put me in jail, you put me in jail. If you kill me, you kill me. I don't care. I'm not going back to that because Jesus has raised me high. And I'm not going back." And did you see how the first reading ended? With the Sanhedrin ordering the apostles again to stop and to throw them in jail. And then they go off to jail and the apostles are rejoicing. They're happy. That's because that's what happens when you have Jesus. In the gospel, what do you have when you have Jesus? The first, when they're fishing all night long without Jesus, nothing goes right. And they catch zilch, zero, nothing. When Jesus comes on board, he raises it up and he gives them 153 humongous fish. The boat almost breaks and the net almost tears. That's what happens when we have Jesus. And then it keeps on going and he provides this meal for breakfast. I always think it's just how precious that like the God of the universe makes breakfast for his apostles. Like, and Jesus throws a meal for you and me right here, a banquet. And it's something even better than fish. It's his body and his blood, his soul, his divinity. that we have the body of Jesus inside our body after we go to communion. We have the blood of Jesus in our veins. We have the soul of Jesus in our soul. We have the divinity of Jesus in our humanity. That's what happens when we go to Mass and receive Holy Eucharist. It's everything. It's everything. And we have to live our lives with this as the source. Like, this is it. Like, I look forward to this every day. The Mass is the most important thing, and nothing else matters as much. It all comes back. It all comes from this and goes back to this, because this is where heaven and earth. That's what I felt like when I had that experience, was that I had one foot in heaven and one foot on earth. And that's the Eucharist. That's the Eucharist, because the Eucharist is Jesus, and Jesus is the risen one. We celebrate that at Easter, that he's not just up here, oh, I'm risen, that's nice, I looked out. No, like, he's the risen one who comes down to us and then raises us with him. And that is the most extraordinary miracle. And it happens all here at the Eucharist, at the table of the Lamb. And I just, the more and more I think about it, like, this is the biggest miracle we could ever want, we could ever hope for, we could ever dream of, and it's something even greater than all of that. And when we feed on Jesus, we will never run out of energy or strength or joy or happiness or faith or love or hope. We will always have that, because we have the source of all of that. And then one day, pray God, we will receive our viaticum, which means the last time we have communion. And that Jesus, the Eucharist, will raise us up once and for all to the promised land, where we will see God face to face and enjoy his presence forever. It's all possible because of the Eucharist. But the catch is, the Eucharist has to be the center of everything for us. And so let's live that way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.